Good afternoon, coach. Hard luck on the defeat.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you about your batting plans today. MS in the post-match presentation said that the pitch was pretty good and you guys struggled to get some momentum through the middle overs and especially towards the end of the power play. So where do you think things went wrong for you today?
We pretty much summed it up, really. We couldn't find a method to get any fluency into our batting. Right from the start, the players were trying to find the best way to take the bowling on, but it was, A, very good, and it probably was a little bit slow. So getting the pace, or maybe a little bit variable, so getting the pace of the wicket and then trying to find the tempo to create a score, we just came up short, and whenever we'd get close, we'd lose a wicket. It was one of those days. So it was a very stunted effort in the first innings to keep us below par.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Any concerns regarding the middle order? Suddenly, it doesn't look as strong as it did at the start of the season, especially lack of runs from Moeen and Robin, that spot of Suresh. And also an update on Suresh, maybe available for the playoffs?
I'm not sure really on Suresh, where he's at with his injury status. But you have to be concerned when you lose three games in a row. Batting first, interesting sort of coming to grips with setting a total. I think it's been a little bit tricky going around the venues to try and find the target score, and it's not just us but most teams really. So there is a challenge to try and find a bit of tempo when you're batting first and get a competitive score on the board, and we've struggled to do that. I'm not overly worried going forward because it can change very quickly. We've seen that. We earned the right to be in this position by playing well early on. You always get a hiccup along the way. In my experience, it's always been the case. So we've earned a little bit of leeway, but certainly the confidence and method we're using, we just need to tune that up in the next couple of days.
Stephen, three losses on the trot, but you're still going to play in the first qualifier 2 days later, which must have been the target at the start of the season. But as a coach and a team in a tournament like this, what works better? A season where you've dominated for so long and had a blip just before playoffs, or a season where you finish the league stage with a couple of wins leading up to the playoffs? Do these things make a difference at all?
It's a pretty good wish list when you sort of you're wishing to be in the finals. So we've created the opportunity to be thereabouts. So I don't think we can discount Bangalore. I know it's a pretty tough ask, but the way we played today, we might have given them a sniff, but it would take something dramatic for us not to probably play that game. But I don't know. I don't have a preference. I think if you can lose a couple and then bang out a couple of good ones to win it, it'd be pretty good. Probably the rule of thumb would be if you could win the last game of the tournament, that would be the number one desire.
Coach, is there any talk of since CSK betting lineup is so strong, playing an extra bowler instead of playing Robin Uthappa in the top five?
Considering we're batting below par, not really. We think the balance is pretty good with the six bowlers that we've got. But in the last three games, bar the first one where we got 190, we've just been a little bit short with the bat. So I'm not the coach that reads too much into this. The tournament is difficult, and you have different rhythms at different times. We've struggled to come to grips with the Dubai surface in the last couple of games. And we met a team today with excellent intent. So if there's any lessons, it's probably the intent you show can often create opportunities. So I'm pretty philosophical about it. I know you're going to get beaten up at times in this tournament, but if you can ride the waves and get close to the end of the tournament, you've got a chance, which we have.
Thank you, coach.
Brilliant. Thank you.